Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. The number is 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. Feel free to use that number. Call us and we'll have a conversation.
By the way, this works. Remember, we talked about that Kentucky sheriff that shot the judge.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know, a couple hours after they had lunch together, They are saying, at least there's an extremely viral video out there saying that, and you see a little bit of the court proceedings that the judge was definitely had multiple phone calls to his underage daughter,
to the sheriff's daughter.
That's what set the guy off. Mm. And if you look at the comments, it's one of these viral posts with thousands of comments. Everyone in Kentucky is like, hero, 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 hero.
Right.
You should get a medal. That guy's
problem is he's going to jail for the rest of his life.
I don't know. All these people were saying, if I was on the jury, he's off. He's off. He's off. He's off. We'll see.
Yeah, no, but that's, you know, that's not going to happen.
I don't know. The temporary insanity. It's a thing.
I don't know. I understand where you're coming from, but, I mean, he was unarmed. He went in and killed him. He murdered him.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the crime?
He was, did he have any underage daughter.
Did he have any contact with her, like physical contact or just texting?
I don't know. I don't know the details, but I don't know. I think there might be something there.
That's a crazy story, though.
Let's go to Peter in Burt. Peter, what's up?
Good morning, junkies.
Peter, not happy that Max Fried got shellacked in the second inning last night.
Well, you could call it shellacking, but he gave up like half a dozen infield hits in the first two innings. If Fernando Tatis was like half a second slower on the base paths, they would have been out of that inning 12 times. But you guys joined on me for wanting to call in and talk baseball and be ratings poison, but. Then you spend an entire segment discussing the literary works of Fyodor Dostoevsky. So
I guess that's true. Why you're I don't know if it was a whole segment, but we did dedicate probably too much time to it. You're correct.
That's why you cannot contain the genius, and I'm just a dopey caller. Yeah, well, you know, baseball draft sort of stole my talking point. Love to see him come back out, and condolences to Matt Valdez. I think I got over my skis a year or two ago when I proposed a one-sided bet where if the O's beat the Braves in the World Series – he could dress me up as the bird and parade me around.
This is your fault. We can point at you, Peter. This is your fault, sir.
You know, my drunkest hypothetical is: you've discussed this before, but would you rather be in the Nats predicament where they just sort of have a mass season and still make the playoffs, and then, or would you rather be like Valdez and me this morning, just heartbroken after the two game sweep?
I don't know. I think it's better to have a better regular season and get swept
in the
playoffs.
It's better to make the playoffs.
I always think it's better.
Like, the Caps made the playoffs last year, and then they got pwned by the Rangers.
Yeah, but
I'm so happy they made the playoffs.
Orioles fans had way more fun this year than Nats fans.
Gave us something to talk about for a week and a half.
Think about your time with the Braves when the Braves were at their prime with Maddox and Glavin and Smoltz. I think they only won one World Series.
Yep. Yeah,
but you guys were in the mix all the time.
Yeah, I kept running against the Yankees every time. Yeah. To answer my own question, I would much rather have the heartbreak. But I hope Valdez is doing okay. You know,
he's fine. He doesn't care.
He's okay. He's fine. He's a grown man.
I mean, he's 37 years old.
Yeah. He was out playing congressional.
Yeah,
he's not a 9-year-old kid. I'm not.
I'm not moping around. And plus, the writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
Did you? By the way, did you emotionally hedge it? We had listeners that did.
I didn't. I kind of slipped my mind after the show.
Yeah.
But I did have people show me their slips.
Right.
Thanking me, saying, hey, beer's on me next time I see you.
Something
very like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
You want more than a beer.
That's fine. I mean, writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
Writing was on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Peter.
I was watching out of solidarity, you know, race bases loaded, none out in the fifth. But it was just... I was pulling for them O's, but what can you do? Anyway,
Peter,
I thought I'd give Valdez the catharsis of hanging up on me. Maybe that would make it feel a little bit better.
What was your question?
Peter's married, right? I think he's got attractive wife.
At least one kid, I think.
Yeah, married, two kids. My son's the exact same age as Dylan, so we're looking at colleges. He actually was in a program this summer at Syracuse. But he's not looking at the broadcasting stuff. He's more into video game design, stuff like that.
So, how did you woo?
That I'm not surprised.
How did you woo your wife? With this personality of yours?
Well, remember, you know, I was on Millionaire and stuff, and she was in the crowd. So,
yeah,
you know,
he's got a runner who wants to be a millionaire.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I'm not at the ROM level, but, you know.
Did you make a bunch of money doing that?
I was two questions away from quit your job money. Back then, it was a $1.9 million jackpot, and I quit with 250. So.
Oh, you quit?
That's
you
pretty good. That's a great score.
Was that a tough? Was that a tough decision to quit, or you were like, "Nah, 250 is good."
It was tough, but you know, Regis made me give the what would my answer have been afterwards?
Yeah,
and it was the wrong one of two answers. So everybody's like, "Oh, you're glad you quit, right?" And I think, well, no, psychologically at that point, I wanted to be wrong. So
yeah.
You never know what could have happened.
What would have bounced down to, like 32,000 had you missed?
Yeah, 32. Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's yeah. A big you difference. Made the right call. Definitely.
And then your wife literally was in a crowd?
Yeah, because you get to pick one person who they cut to and be like, oh, here's your, you know, your girlfriend or your wife or your.
Okay, so you already knew her. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, he didn't get her because
yeah,
he
was. Yeah, I thought the way it sounded like no. She was sitting there and going, oh my God, look at this hot guy next to Regis.
Look at Peter from the Burke. I got to get with him.
Right. All right, Peter. God bless you.
Oh my God, his brain's turning me on.
I'm just curious. He seems like he's a nice guy.
Yeah. Super
he seems
nice.
Like the biggest nerd ever. And he's got like his beautiful wife, two kids.
Yeah.
How's that happen?
It just happened. He's charming, apparently.
He's got no riz.
You know what? He's got a lot of riz, apparently.
He's got no
behind
riz.
The scenes riz.
No
down,
riz.
Down low riz.
Maybe he has a, you know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Could be. Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, boy?
What's Shout up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, boy? Shout out to Bit Season, best podcast in America.
Very good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, love right it.
Rob, you want the hotline?
Oh, Valdez, I'm just pumping you up a little bit because I got to bring you down later because I'm a Yankees fan. So I'll save that for later, though.
All good. All good.
But anyways, last Saturday I saw Cakes playing at the National Mall of Pickleball,
mm-hmm.
and the beautiful event right there on the mall with the
yeah,
Washington.
It was great.
Oh, was in the rain that day?
No, it was not. It was hot. It was like 85
Remember
degrees.
When Saturday was like the only
it was a
sunny
nice day.
And,
oh, yeah, that's right.
It was scheduled for Friday.
They postponed
but they
it
had
for
to
the
move
next
it to Saturday.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. You saw Cakes playing?
Yeah. So, I wanted to give him some compliments. I was watching his game closely, analyzing the game. Give him some compliments, but I also got a jar on him.
Oh, you have? Like, things, are so. You talking about what happened in the final? I don't think I talked about this on the air. Okay, go ahead. You can lead
okay,
the
yeah,
combo.
Yeah, I want to hear your, So, anyways, a couple compliments. I'm an English teacher. I like to give some glows and grows. Got to give you some shout-outs first. So, you had some nice touch with your game. You know how to hit all the right shots.
He has touch. He's known for being a banger. Is your game involved?
It's called being versatile.
Your game's involved?
I have some versatility to my game.
Well, he wasn't a banger because the banger was the ringer he brought with him, but I'll get to that later.
Mikey Botts.
Yeah.
So he also you pickled a team in the semifinals, right? Was that a pick? You pickled them 11-0?
I think that's right. Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yeah, so that was dominant performance. They were from the Washingtonian, I think. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so anyways, yeah, you look great out there. Now let's get to the gentleman. So
sure, let's do it.
I think you know what I'm going to bring up first. You going into the kitchen three times.
I literally wanted to run out into traffic on Independence Avenue.
Why?
We were in the final, Mikey and I, against two guys from the Washington Post, who, let me just mention, they were the defending champions in the event. One of the guys, he just had a knack for hitting it close enough to the kitchen where my dumb ass would get too close, and then I would fault into the kitchen. And I did it at least three times, maybe four times, and I wanted to die. And that was on center court. That was with, like, people in the bleachers, everybody watching, including Rob. I wanted to just...
How many people were watching?
I mean, there might have been 50 to 75. And it wasn't a huge crowd.
No, that's pretty
enough.
Hey, that's a big crowd.
That's enough to make you nervous.
Yeah. And then got the guy yelling, fault! And I was like, I just want to die. I just want to crawl into a cave somewhere and disappear.
Yeah, and for listeners at home who don't know, that's basically like getting three holding calls in a row.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it was not my finest moment.
You're just losing your bearings there?
Dude, I'm telling you, the guy was hitting balls like to the point where I had to reach for the ball, and I just couldn't stop my silly forward momentum. Carried me into the kitchen.
I thought Cakes always brags about his balance.
No, I have terrible balance. I never would brag.
No,
I have the world's worst balance, actually, and terrible flexibility.
So that's it? Was there anything else that was embarrassing?
Well, my theory on why he was falling in the kitchen, too, was I just assume, like, You know how everyone jones on him for being an angel at home, never getting criticized? I figure he always steps into the kitchen and nobody ever calls him out on it. And this is the first time a person was there objectively.
Is that true? Maybe you make a habit of it.
I don't think you're
that's
habitual violator.
Maybe I am. And this time it was like there were like
real officials calling
people
out,
enforcing the rules. But I don't think that's the case. This guy was like baiting me up towards the line and I just couldn't.
Did he ever get Mikey on that?
No, my man Mikey didn't step into the kitchen three straight times.
And you know they're from the Washington Post. They kept calling you 106, by the way, not 106.7. That was kind of getting on my nerves.
What are you gonna do? Like,
I know. Well, I noticed you corrected them when they put you on the mic. But anyways, they're from the Washington Post. You're 106.7, the Fan. You guys got to beat those guys. I will say the one guy. I think he wrote an article on pickleball. He always plays that turkey thicket with me and Tailgate Ted, so he's a legit player. Yeah. So I'll give you a pass on that.
You've got a lot of pickleball knowledge.
He's into the pickleball scene, apparently.
Jeez.
I'm in the pickleball weeds.
I'm sure I'm going to play next year. I'm going to have a better performance. I won't stumble into the kitchen three or four times.
He brought up a good point. We're the sports radio station.
I know.
You got to be out there representing.
We got second place.
That's not bad.
No, but you're losing to a bunch of journalism nerds.
We lost to the defending champions again.
They were the defending champs.
They were the belt holders.
All right. Were they older and wiser?
They were definitely younger.
You couldn't bring Funny Danny?
I mean, maybe Funny Danny will play next year too. We'll see.
I think it was scheduled for. I think it was scheduled for Friday.
Yeah.
And then it was like you had a show.
Yeah, Friday. Right.
So,
exactly.
Right. Right.
Then they moved it last second.
Yeah, last second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rob. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you, Rob.
I haven't played since Jason and I played together in our tournament.
Maybe there is something to that. Maybe I just stumble in the kitchen all the time. Yeah. And I'd never get called on it.
Yeah.
Because usually when I play, it's like at Norbeck. It's very casual. It's chill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. There's no high stakes.
You're always
obviously
in the kitchen at Norbeck.
I guess maybe I'm just always in the kitchen.
They just never call it.
Yeah. There's like no independent referee.
I'm like a housewife from the 50s, always in the kitchen.
Right.
Maybe that's my thing.
Right. Could be.
Yeah. But still, it was a fun event. Good time.
How many matches did you win to get to the finals?
Four or five.
Oh, you were just smoking people.
We did well up until the finals.
Right.
Then
did you basically blame the loss on you?
Oh, I would blame a lot of the loss on me.
How long does an average pickleball match take?
I mean, it depends.
Could be 20 minutes, could be 40 minutes.
That's why I asked you the average.
I don't know, 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, that's it.
Maybe 12, something like that.
Well, you guys were only playing one set?
Yeah, playing games to 11.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yep. That was not my finest moment. I was not very happy with myself.
Well, as always, next year.
Yes, correct. Going to work on my footwork. Maybe some agility drills. He started to put me through the paces.
I can give you some of those.
Maybe run some cones out at Norbeck.
It sounded like you were just like tipping over.
I was. I'd get up. This.
You got out dinked.
And I felt like 2 feet tall.
You got out dinked.
Got out dinked. You're right. Yeah. Definitely got out dinked. Outclassed, outdinked, out whatever you want to call it. But that's okay. It was a fun event, nonetheless. All right, people can start calling right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Not to talk to us, per se. You're lining up to play Name That Deep Cut Metallica Tune.
Got to be a hardcore fan.
We have not one. We have two pair of tickets to see Metallica at Northwest Stadium Wednesday, May 28th. 2025. So call now, 800-636-1067. We'll play for those tickets when we come back.